sheriff.org.
Blog Talk Radio.
WWNN, Pompano Beach.
AM 1470. With even more information you can use, join pharmacist and educator Jerry Hickey and the entire Invite team for Invite Health, Monday through Friday afternoons at 1, right here on South Florida's Health and Wealth Network.
Who is it?
Asthma.
Asthma?
That's right, asthma.
You must have the wrong house. Who's there?
West Nile virus. Can I come in?
No, you can't come in.
You sure?
Yes, I'm sure. Yes.
Hello, it's Lyme disease.
I am not opening the door for Lyme disease.
I'll be back.
Who is it now?
$5 billion in property damage.
What do you want?
I'm just spreading the love, ma'am.
Go away.
When household pests are in your home, you never know what kind of health and property threats they're going to invite over. This public service announcement has been brought to you by the National Pest Management Association. Visit pestworld.org to become more aware of the serious threats common household pests like mice, roaches, and termites can pose to your health, your home, and your family.
AM 1470 WNN is now the Health and Wealth Network, featuring more of the information you're looking for. Join us for the best health programs every day. Then, in late afternoons and evenings, tune in for more information for your financial success. Only on AM 1470 WNN, South Florida's all-new Health and Wealth Network.
The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of its hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors. Welcome to the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show, hosted by John Hollis. Some of our other guest hosts are South Florida psychotherapist Christy Summers, Robin Lynn Weinstein of Vegan Live Food Nutrition, Daniel Lubbers of the Serenity Group, and Patrick Corona of Get Fit America. Past guests include author and interventionist Ken Seeley of A&E's Intervention, Reverend Leo Booth from Spiritual Concepts, and the EnderRooms.com co-founders RT and Kenny P, and many others in the field of addiction and holistic lifestyle, like Dr. Julian Whitaker of the Whitaker Institute, Dr. Clement of Hippocrates of West Palm Beach, and John Giordano of G&G Holistic Addiction Treatment. The Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show can be heard Monday through Friday from 2 to 3, Saturdays 4 to 6, and Sundays from 9 to 11 on AM 1470 WNN. The show provides an interactive means of involving listeners from around the world through Blog Talk Radio, InTheRooms.com, Facebook, and podcasts on Twitter. The online magazine, radio show, and website provide the latest and best information to readers and listeners. If you have any questions, call today, toll-free, 877-799-8773. That's 877-799-8773. Or go online to HolisticLifestylesRadio.com. That's HolisticLifestylesRadio.com. And now, today's show.
Crossroads, trying to read the signs to tell me which.
Good afternoon, South Florida. This is John Hollis, and I am with, of course, the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show, and we are here today on a beautiful Tuesday afternoon in South Florida, hanging out. No rain on the horizon so far. And we, of course, are looking forward to a great conversation with Alton Smith, who's here with us today from Destination Hope. Our show is sponsored today by Sound Pillow, and you can go to soundpillow.com to check that out. And we're also, of course, our sponsor also today is Destination Hope, and it's destinationhope.net, and you can check them out on the website. And, of course, every day is sponsored by somebody that, you know, feels it's important to carry a message, and the message here is real simple. We carry a message of hope. If you're hopeless and you're in a situation where you have pain issues or you have, you know, issues that deal with mind, body, or spirit in any different way, we have alternative approaches to be able to do different things to be able to help you. So what we do is we bring on people like Brian Clement from Hippocrates, or you know, we bring on Julian Whitaker from Whitaker Institute, or we bring on a alternative treatment program, alternative being the 12 steps, that is an alternative approach to addiction. So we have these different available spokespersons from around the country to come on here and be able to share a message of hope. And again, what we're here as people that are not doctors. We're not somebody that's going to tell you that, you know, you need to do this and you need to do that and have a certificate hanging on the wall that says that we can do that. We don't. But what we do is we bring people and professionals that can give you good direction and solid direction and on a solid footing that when you make your, you know, of course, ultimate decision on what you want to do, you've been informed. HolisticLifestylesRadio.com. You can go there and check out all of the information. You can check out different links and you can check out past shows. We are streaming live today, of course, on Blog Talk Radio, which we are streaming live on every day. We're also streaming live at the website, and that's HolisticLifestylesRadio.com. You can go there and click Listen Live, and you can listen to the show right at the website. So there's no excuse. You want to catch a good message, you can get it anywhere. You can get it radio. You can get it on WNN, 1470 AM. You can get it on HolisticLifestylesRadio.com and BlogTalkRadio.com. What we're going to talk about today, of course, is addiction, and we're going to talk about how family members can get help, and through family members getting help, we can also help the addict and the alcoholic. And we're going to talk to, of course, Alton about that. We're also going to discuss today some festival things that are coming up. Understand, we are not a glum lot. And when you show up in life and you're all work and no play, it makes Johnny a dull boy. So what we like to do is we like to have some fun, and every once in a while here in South Florida, we are able to promote a great event, and one is coming up this Saturday. If you've been living under a rock and you haven't heard, let me tell you, we have Rally for Recovery. You can go to rallyforrecovery.com. This is put on by In the Rooms. InTheRooms.com is a social network of people that are part of 12-step organizations. And September the 12th, 2009, in Bicentennial Park, they are going to have an event that is a walk that starts at 7:30, and that walk goes, it's a 5K walk, goes over the bridge to Bicentennial Park. And when you get to Bicentennial Park at 8:30, they're going to have a little bit of a drum circle and some other things, and then a concert starting afterwards, and the concert's going to go until 4 o'clock, and there are going to be events and food and all kinds of stuff happening. Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show will be broadcasting live starting at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, and we'll be broadcasting straight through until 5 o'clock. So we're looking forward to seeing everybody out there. The festival, of course, is going to be great speakers, recovery music, exhibits, special guests and surprises. There's all kinds of stuff. And the concert, of course, is Richie Supa of Aerosmith, and formerly of Aerosmith. And he also has done a lot of work, of course, helping people over the years in recovery. And most importantly, at the end of the day, we have a Hall of Famer, a Rock and Roll Hall of Famer. His name is Eric Burden. And Eric Burden of the Animals will be with us. And, of course, he's going to be jamming out and having some fun. And, of course, we want to make sure that it's a safe, fun-filled day for everybody. Come on down to Bicentennial Park. It is a $9 investment for everything that I just mentioned. That means that for $9, you get to have fun all day long and see a great concert. Where are you going to be able to see a great concert for $9? Plus be able to do all the rest of the festival. That's unheard of nowadays. Go right now to, of course, rallyforrecovery.org, and you can, of course, register, pre-register as we speak. Now, what I'm going to do is I'm going to, of course, go to our first break, and when we come back, we're going to have Alton Smith, and Alton is, of course, with Destination Hope. He is the Director of Business Development, and he's going to talk to us about what they are doing and all kinds of different events they got coming up. So we'll be back right after this message.
I was you. Yeah, you know who I'm talking to. I started out in junior high with beer and kicked into high gear in college. Booze, acid, speed, coke, you name it. When I'd hear an ad like this, I'd joke, sounds good to me. Yeah, I was you. When my wife left me, I laughed it off. When my friends wouldn't return my calls, that was cool. When work told me I was done there if I didn't get right, I went home and got loaded. One night, I decided there were two ways I could go with my life. I could end it, or I could change it. I thought long and hard about that one. I went to Hanley Center right after that.
At Hanley Center, we've been using age and gender-specific substance abuse treatment to help free people of their addictions for over 20 years. If you or someone you know needs help, go to HanleyHelp.com or call 1-866-4-HANLEY. Hanley Center, where help becomes hope.
I was you. Today, I'm glad I'm me.
The Florida Addictions Institute provides training to become an addiction counselor, as well as providing continuing professional education. And they now offer interactive live online classes beginning January 2010. You can train to become an addiction counselor from your own home. For more information, call 239-573-0311. That's 239-573-0311. Or go online to www.fladdictionsinstitute.org. That's fladdictionsinstitute.org. The First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach has been part of the 12-step community for 14 years, and they've helped thousands of people to recover from addiction and the issues surrounding addiction. First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach is a sober living community built on the 12-step approach. Male or female, you can learn to be responsible again. Their 3 to 6 month intensive sober living house features a compassionate and structured program, and they work with attorneys and the courts. Call the First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach today, 954-942-7414. That's 954-942-7414. Or go online to firststepsoberhouse.com. Remember, if the elevator to your success is broken, you must take the steps. Take the first step today by calling First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach, 954-942-7414. Or go online to firststepsoberhouse.com. The Amrit method of Yoga Nidra takes you into the deepest levels of relaxation. This is the zero-stress zone where you address the root causes of your problems and remove self-sabotaging thought patterns. Your health, relationships, and finances all benefit. This is consciousness-centered training where flexibility is secondary to sourcing your spirit. Learn how you can tap into your highest potential at www.amrityoga.org. That's www.amrityoga.org. Your smile is a sign of happiness and good health. And if you need to improve your smile, you need to visit Florida Dental Spa in Lighthouse Point. Dr. Gregory Gersten and his staff will introduce you to the latest metal-free, plaque-resistant porcelain restorations that will save you time and more of your original teeth, even making your teeth stronger and more beautiful than before. And Florida Dental Spa is a full-service spa. Don't forget to ask about Lumineers, Botox, and Juvederm for correction of facial wrinkles and folds. A new you is just a phone call away. Florida Dental Spa in the Venetian Isles Plaza at Sample and Federal in Lighthouse Point. Call 954-971-7778. Online at fldentalspa.com.
Do you think you have a problem with addiction? We can help. The staff at Destination Hope is dedicated to providing the highest quality substance abuse and dual diagnosis treatment possible. A private all-male facility focused on issues specific to men, Destination Hope offers a unique environment for the individual to build a foundation for recovery. Destination Hope utilizes a broad spectrum of therapeutic approaches to provide our clients with the tools needed to battle addiction now and after treatment. Included in treatment at Destination Hope is a strong family program, which allows the client's entire family to become a part of the patient's recovery process. Note that chemical dependency is a disease and must be treated as such. Destination Hope's team uses solution-focused therapies to help each individual achieve long-term recovery. Our treatment philosophy includes reality therapy, cognitive behavioral therapies, motivational interviewing, relapse prevention, 12-step self-help philosophies, and our proudest achievement, destination therapy. Destination therapy is a goal-oriented approach to life's bleakest dilemmas and problems caused and heightened by substance abuse. At Destination Hope, clients prepare for the challenges and realities of everyday life while receiving treatment in a supportive and structured environment. Destination Hope can offer many different types of unique treatment. Call us to discuss your options at 888-684-4673 or go to destinationhope.net. Give yourself a break. Make that call now at 888-684-4673. 4673 or go to destinationhope.net.
You are listening to the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show on AM 1470 WNN, South Florida's Health and Wealth Network. Also available on blogtalkradio.com. Now, back to today's show.
All right, welcome back. And, of course, it's the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show, and we are sitting here today with Alton Smith. Alton, how you doing today?
Pretty good, John, pretty good.
You want to move up on that mic a little bit? So we have a great opportunity. Destination Hope is a male facility that deals with, of course, people that are dealing with addiction. But one of the things that they specialize in and what I love about the facility is that they put the family first. They make it as an alternative approach based on the fact that not a lot of people incorporate, not a lot of different treatment programs incorporate the family like you guys do. Can you expound on that a little bit?
Yeah, I agree, John. And it was great to hear you talk about the bringing a message of hope, because that's actually exactly what we try to do, is bring a message of hope. And we bring the families into therapy because that's an essential part of therapy. You know, we recognize that it's extremely important to work with the families, because that no one comes to us having gotten there all by themselves.
Mm,
and they're not going to get away from it all by themselves. So one of the key components is family group, family therapy. And to watch the family therapy is incredible. To be a part of that is even more so. On Wednesday nights from 6 o'clock to sometimes midnight, it goes on, because families – are so hungry for what happens in the family group and so hungry to just sort of be a part of the therapy for our guys.
And when you have one of these group sessions, I'm sure you have people that come in to just check it out, or, you know, people that might want to find out more about the treatment program. You'll bring them into the family groups just so that they can see what's going on in the family session.
We do, which is incredible. Some people are just kind of not sure if they want to do this at all.
Mm-hmm.
They come to the family therapy and they just love the support. They love the education. You know, I would say that there's no one that we know of who's come just to check it out who didn't at some point call back and say, I want to be a part. I want to get some help.
And when you talk about the family members, because, again, it's a tragic thing, you know, being in recovery myself, you know, I had despairing wives and ex-wives and kids, and you know, it was just, you know, I rolled over everybody like a steamroller, you know what I mean? And so when I got sober, you know, it was like the family needed to start to communicate again, and they started to, you know, they needed to start setting healthy boundaries, and you know what I mean? It was like the blind leading the blind.
Exactly.
So we needed somebody to be able to say, hey, listen, you know something, what do you feel is a healthy boundary for this situation? And, you know, are you going to stick with that healthy boundary, or are you going to, you know, do what you've always done in the past and, you know, just cave and do whatever the addict wants to do? So I really commend Destination Hope for the fact that they make that up front. Listen, if you have an addict, a 19-year-old son that's an addict, and he comes to treatment, and he calls you up on the phone and says, listen, you know, I can't do treatment unless I got a car when I get done, because how am I going to go to work? Well, you know, normally a mom's going to say, well, you know, maybe he's right, and talk to the dad, and the dad's going to say, no, he's out of his mind, he don't need to do that, tell him to work for it, no, we need to help him, we need to support him. So what's all this insanity goes back and forth. So when you set a treatment plan for somebody, do you do it based off the family issue? Do you sit down and do an interview with the family? Do you do an interview with the client? How does that work?
We do. We interview with the family. We find out what's going on. We actually watch the family with the client. We get an opportunity to see that in family group. We see the dynamics, and it becomes so clear to us during that time. We oftentimes, from the family group, we find ourselves doing couples sessions with the parents.
Wow.
Or with the other family members who actually need that help. So we start to recognize just what effect the addict has had on the family, what effect the family has had on the addict, and how it's just turned things into turmoil, and they need help just putting things back together, setting boundaries. They don't know what to do.
Mm. How many cases have you seen that come in front of you? That, you know, the one of the family members, mom or dad, end up having a problem themselves?
Oh, we see it a lot. We see that. I can't tell you how many, but we see that very often. I mean, we recognize that there is something there with the parent, the family member, the spouse that needs help, and so we have our therapists to work with them, and they need that intense therapy, and they actually need it, they want it. At first, they're resistant, then they actually recognize what they need.
Yeah. You definitely, once somebody starts, when you're sitting in the chair and you're saying, "Listen, Billy needs help," and then you know the tables are turned, it must get a little ugly from time to time.
Absolutely.
Well, and by all rights, I mean, if you think about it, you know, in this day and age, you know, 5%, and I say this all the time on the show, 5%, less than 5% make up the addict and the alcoholic that lives under a bridge with a brown paper bottle.
That's right.
Or brown paper bag with a bottle on it. The other 95% are walking around doing business every day and, you know, showing up to life as best that they possibly can in conditions that they're dealing with, but they're meeting conditions, of course, you know, using a substance. And they might not have lost everything, but they're big empty holes. And now their kid is showing up with the same problem, and he's got, you know, a dope habit that's the size of a house and a monkey on his back, and you know, it's all him and it's not us, and then they have to take a real good look at themselves. But when you take that look and you have that person in front of you, what do you find the denial factor of the parent is about the kid's issue because of their own issue?
It's huge. I mean, parents, they don't want to acknowledge that there's something going on with the kid. I remember years ago, many years ago, working with a psychologist who made an observation. He said, "We dislike in others parts of ourselves that we don't want to acknowledge."
Uh-huh.
And we see that over and over again. They want to deny that there's something going on with the kid because to do so kind of acknowledges there's something going on with them. And they don't want to delve into that. They would rather, there's some that would just rather say, send the kid to us and say, "Can you fix him?"
Uh-huh.
"It's him,
uh-huh,
not us. Can you just fix him?"
Uh-huh.
And over again, we see, no, we can't. We need to have the whole family dynamic because this is a problem. This is a family issue, and we need to address it in a family therapy way. So we see that.
And that brings up another point, because when you look at the big picture of substance abuse in this day and age, the adolescent, the 16-year-old to 25, let's use that bracket, the RX generation. The person that would normally, like when I was that age, I was, you know, tramping on a train down to, you know, Spanish Harlem to pick up what I needed. That's not how it works today. These kids are finding it right in their own medicine cabinets.
Exactly.
So when you have somebody that has a mother or father that's eating Valium every day and you're doing all of these things and the kids are stealing and are getting these large habits, and I'll tell you what, you know, when you start talking a combination of painkillers and Xanax, you know, these are ugly combinations these kids are coming in with today. And, you know, not to say I'm not minimizing other drugs, but these drugs are lethal drugs and combinations. So when they come through the door and they have these issues, what would you say that, would you, percentage-wise, if you can, I know it's a difficult thing to really earmark, but what would you say a percentage of the people that are the RX generation today, is that really like a thing that's just running rampant, as they say?
Oh, it's huge. It's huge. It's a large percentage of what we see. It's hard to put a number on it, but I can tell you it's certainly the majority of what we tend to see in that age bracket is that RX generation. We see kids who find themselves just finding something right in the medicine cabinet, just as you said. It's much easier than going anywhere else. They don't have to go anywhere else. It comes to them. So we see a lot of that, and we deal with parents and spouses who may have a reason. They give us a reason why they have to have that prescription in their medicine cabinet, and you don't understand. I'm dealing with this, and I'm dealing with that. And so one of our jobs is to educate them and help them to understand how that affects the addict.
Yeah, especially when they walk back into the house after being, you know, with you guys for, you know, 30, 60, 90 days. Now they're walking back in the house, and they can go right back to the, you know, the old
exactly.
drug mill,
right
in their
there.
Bathroom.
It's It's right there waiting for them. All right, so we have to deal with that issue. And we recognize that, you know, a few years ago, we just recognized we have to deal with that issue. We can't just simply deal with the addict and expect that everything is going to be fine when they go home. Mm-hmm. So, you know, the family therapy has been an extremely important part of that.
And everybody has to have some kind of a stake in the claim, too, you know. I know that in my own life, and I can only go back to my own life, that everybody else was staking claims for my recovery, but I never, you know, put any claims for myself. So what was the end result? There was a lot of miserable people because everybody was unhappy because I just, you know, never, you know, did what I needed to do for me. So it's the same thing, you know, if I'm not staking a claim in my kid's recovery, then, you know, if something happens, then, you know, who's to blame?
Exactly. And our clinical director gives an example of a hurricane and how that addict has created a hurricane in that family sometimes. Mm-hmm. And there's just swirling winds and hurricanes, and you have to figure out how to work yourself through the winds, how to work yourself through the storm, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's a great example when we see it in family therapy.
Well, I think it's one of the literatures of the 12-step program says, you know, the alcoholic and the addict steps out of the storm cellar after a tornado and says, wow, look, isn't it grand the wind stopped blowing? You know, but life is totally unmanageable. It's totally out of control. But the wind ain't blowing as hard, so it must be okay.
Right, exactly.
Scary. And again, I think that what you bring to the equation with the family group is a wonderful thing. If you guys are listening on the Blog Talk Radio or, of course, Holistic Lifestyles Radio, you can go to, the Destination Hope hot button, click on that and go to their website, or you can go to destinationhope.net and check out the family group. And what I want to be able to talk about for the next couple of minutes here before we go to a break is the other thing that Ben is a great guy. He's the clinical director. And Ben, he pretty much wraps this around having some fun, too, and showing people that you can have balance with fun. And, you know, I understand from time to time he'll bring people to work out, he'll do things, and show them that there's all, you know, there's having fun is part of recovery. And do you see Destination Hope as a place that is a balanced place that is showing a person, listen, you have to take responsibility for what you're doing, but you also have to have some fun while you're doing it, too?
Yeah, we do. And, Ben, that is one of the focuses. It's just making sure that you can understand that there is fun to recovery. And there's a fun to having living clean, having a clean life, and enjoying some of the rewards of living clean. So, you know, there's a lot of fun that's involved, whether it's working out, whether it's going to, you know, the rally, whether it's you know, going to other fun things. And just I think a week ago they went to a big ping pong tournament.
Wow.
And
yeah, you guys play right there too. You got a
big ping pong table there, and the guy, it's a huge thing for them. We have a therapist who is a big ping pong enthusiast, and he did a lot of that in years past. So he loves it. And it's just teaching the guys how to have fun, but also talking about the serious nature of recovery and what you have to do to actually move to that reward.
And again, it comes down to we're not a glum lot.
Exactly.
You know, we're people that, you know, and that's, it's like Rally for Recovery, and I'll use it as an example. Rally for Recovery is where 15,000 people are going to show up that are all in recovery in one shape or form, you know, either addiction to alcohol or drugs or gambling or sex or food. You know, we're all getting together under one umbrella one day to show people that, you know something, we are as close to normal as we can be.
Exactly.
So I'm glad that, you know, we've been able to have this time. And when we come back from the break, what I'm going to do is we're going to sit down and we're going to talk a little bit about Alton. But I also want to talk about Rally for Recovery and what your plans are for there and what you're looking to do with the staff and all that.
Good.
We'll be back right after this message.
The Florida Addictions Institute provides training to become an addiction counselor, as well as providing continuing professional education. And they now offer interactive live online classes beginning January 2010. You can train to become an addiction counselor from your own home. For more information, call 239-573-0311. That's 239-573-0311. Or go online to www.fladdictionsinstitute.org. That's fladdictionsinstitute.org. The First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach has been part of the 12-step community for 14 years, and they've helped thousands of people to recover from addiction and the issues surrounding addiction. First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach is a sober living community built on the 12-step approach. Male or female, you can learn to be responsible again. Their 3 to 6 month intensive sober living house features a compassionate and structured program, and they work with attorneys and the courts. Call the First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach today, 954-942-7414. That's 954-942-7414. Or go online to firststepsoberhouse.com. Remember, if the elevator to your success is broken, you must take the steps. Take the first step today by calling First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach, 954-942-7414. Or go online to firststepsoberhouse.com. September is National Recovery Month, and there'll be events all across the nation celebrating freedom from drug and alcohol addiction. We're going to be having one of the largest events in the country right here in South Florida on September 12th in Bicentennial Park in Miami, located on beautiful Biscayne Bay. InTheRooms.com is sponsoring a 5K walk, festival, and concert featuring Richie Supa, formerly of Aerosmith, along with Rock and Roll Hall of Fame legend Eric Burdon and the Animals. The day begins at 8:30 a.m. with the walk and wraps up in the afternoon with some incredible music. Join us for a fun-filled celebration of recovery, Saturday, September 12th, the Rally for Recovery. For information, go online to rallyforrecovery.org. That's rallyforrecovery.org. With NovoLife MetaBoost, it's time for a new beginning. NovoLife MetaBoost consists of a special proprietary formula composed of all-natural ingredients. It's composed of blended amino acids as well as 16 herbal products, joined in a formula designed to improve your body's ability to burn fat. NovoLife MetaBoost assists in rapid weight loss by increasing your body's metabolic rate. NovoLife MetaBoost provides stimulation for lean muscle growth and assists in balancing blood sugar levels and systematic energy levels while increasing the amount of fat your body burns while resting. Combined with a whole food diet, MetaBoost capsules are one of the healthiest means to aid in rapid and continued weight loss. Originally sold through healthcare providers only, NovoLife MetaBoost is now available directly to you at a reduced price of only $19.95 plus shipping and handling. That's right, only $19.95 for a 30-day supply. That's less than 70 cents per day to change your life. Call toll-free 866-759-3746 now to order your 30-day supply, or go online to www.novolife.net and you can order there. You will change your life. With NovoLife MetaBoost, it's time for a new beginning. Call toll-free 866-759-3746. That's 866-759-3746.
Do you think you have a problem with addiction? We can help. The staff at Destination Hope is dedicated to providing the highest quality substance abuse and dual diagnosis treatment possible. A private all-male facility focused on issues specific to men, Destination Hope offers a unique environment for the individual to build a foundation for recovery. Destination Hope utilizes a broad spectrum of therapeutic approaches to provide our clients with the tools needed to battle addiction now and after treatment. Included in treatment at Destination Hope is a strong family program, which allows the client's entire family to become a part of the patient's recovery process. Note that chemical dependency is a disease and must be treated as such. Destination Hope's team uses solution-focused therapies to help each individual achieve long-term recovery. Our treatment philosophy includes reality therapy, cognitive behavioral therapies, motivational interviewing, relapse prevention, 12-step self-help philosophies, and our proudest achievement, destination therapy. Destination therapy is a goal-oriented approach to life's bleakest dilemmas and problems caused and heightened by substance abuse. At Destination Hope, clients prepare for the challenges and realities of everyday life while receiving treatment in a supportive and structured environment. Destination Hope can offer many different types of unique treatment. Call us to discuss your options at 888-684-4673 or go to destinationhope.net. Give yourself a break. Make that call now at 888-684-4673. 4673 or go to destinationhope.net.
You are listening to the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show on AM 1470 WNN, South Florida's Health and Wealth Network. Also available on blogtalkradio.com. Now, back to today's show.
Holistic. And here we are, and it is a Tuesday, and it's the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show, and we are here with an alternative approach to recovery, and we do it through Destination Hope today. And at Destination Hope, we can actually start to deal with the alternative approach through the 12 steps, but most importantly, we do it with the nucleus being the family in the center. And then from there, we build out. And that's what the beginning part of this show is all about, talking about that. Alden, how'd you get into the business?
Well, you know, I've been in the business for about 30 years, I'd say, going back about 30 years, and both in New Orleans, which is where I'm from,
okay,
and then here in, you know, Fort Lauderdale area, and just a desire to help, a desire to get the message out and help people who actually need help. Whether it's in mental health or in recovery. I just kind of wanted to do everything I can to just share the word, basically.
That brings up something that just struck my mind. Does Destination Hope deal with people that have, like, bipolar or, you know, secondary mental health issues along with the addiction?
Oh, absolutely, we do. And we're able to do that because we have clinicians who are skilled in helping those folks with dual diagnosis who need a little extra support, mm-hmm. extra therapy. And in fact, you know, remind me, one of the things that we're looking to do in the next probably 60 to 90 days is develop a mental health track, which is primarily mental health.
Okay.
So we're going to have the program we currently have, but also have a program for those folks who have mental health issues as a primary issue that really can't find anywhere to get help.
So they have the primary issue, and then they start using the drugs to be able to deal with the
exactly
the issue with this. They start self-medicating because they're not dealing with the primary cause.
Exactly. So we're going to be dealing with those issues as well. So that's a program we're going to be starting, I'd say, probably in 60 to 90 days.
Okay. And also, you've got a school there, too, correct?
We do. We have the Academy of Addictions Professionals right there on site. And what we do is we train folks to become certified addiction professionals.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a training that has just taken off. You can do it either on site or online. And Ben has been very good about helping folks who might need some individual attention, who just may need something a little bit more than even the classes, and very flexible in how to help folks. So we do CAP training. The other thing we do in the academy is we're doing what's called CBHT, which is Certified Behavioral Health Tech. Now that's for folks who are dealing with, again, primary mental health and addictions, but a number of facilities, like hospitals, for instance, and other mental health settings who have mental health techs or counselors or who do hands-on treatment want to have a little extra training for their staff.
Mm-hmm.
It's a certification that kind of levels the playing field so that everybody gets the same kind of training,
okay.
Professional training. So we do both of those. We do CAP training, and now mm-hmm. we're starting to do CBHT, Certified Behavioral Health Tech, at the school.
And so you can call what number to be able to get more information on that?
You can call our 954.
Okay, it's 954-771-2091.
Exactly.
You can give a call there. You can ask for Alton Smith, and Alton can help you out if you're looking to be start training for a CAP, or if you're looking to be a night tech or a tech helping out in a treatment center. Or a mental health facility, they can help you get those certifications. So you can give a call again at 954-771-2091. The other thing that I wanted to also talk about is September the 16th, 2009, that is next Wednesday, Staying Sober in Economic Recession, How to Avoid the Pitfalls, presented by Destination Hope, A Place to Recover. The time is 11:30 a.m. to 1 p.m., And, of course, you can go to destinationhope.net to find out more about this.
Yes,
is that
okay.
Correct? And, again, it's staying sober in economic recession and all the, of course, the, you know, the insanity that comes behind fear of economic insecurity. And, you know, when we start, you know, thinking that, you know, hey, listen, my whole life's going to fall apart and woe is me. And I think everybody gets into that.
Everybody gets into that. And we encourage people who are interested to call so that we can have an idea of who's coming, how many people, because we are going to have free lunch. We're going to have, for those folks who are professionals who need CEUs, continuing education credits, we're giving those as well free.
Okay.
So we want to just have an idea of how many are coming, but they can actually call.
954-771-2091. Or you can also email Altons, that's Altons, at destinationhope.net.
Exactly.
So absolutely. RSVP has to happen before the event, which would be next Wednesday. You can get continued credit, educational credits, if you show up. There's no charge for that, is that correct?
There's no charge.
Okay, and there's no charge for this event at all?
Correct. The whole thing is free.
So you got a free event here, and it is, of course, a great one. And you can deal with the economic recession and how to put some strategy into our own lives, but most importantly, how we can carry a better message to people that might be new in recovery.
Exactly, yeah. And that's our idea, yeah.
Okay. So we're looking forward to that, and you can call Destination Hope to RSVP at 954-771-2091. And what's on the agenda for the event, the big event? Rally for Recovery. What are you guys going to do?
Well, we're looking forward to taking part in the rally. We have some of our clients who are looking forward to coming down as well. So we're trying to get as many interested as possible. I mean, a number of the guys are really interested to either take part in the walk or just to be there to talk to folks who are in recovery, talk to folks who are eager and excited about recovery and just to have fun.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, again, one of the important things is to teach guys and help them to learn how to have fun. And so, you know, we're looking forward to bringing the clients down. And right now, most of them are very interested in coming. They're signing up and just getting ready to go. So we'll be there. We'll have a table. We'll have a big sign talking about what we do at Destination Hope. And we'll have some folks there to just talk to anybody who's interested in what we're doing, interested in recovery, and just talking about it.
You know, it's there's going to be a lot of people there.
Yeah.
I think they got 100. Different vendors that are going to be there. And the food, I've been hearing about the food.
Mm.
And, of course, you know, I gain weight just by thinking about it. So, you know, I'm looking forward to going down, and then I'm probably going to have to call my doctor and say, hey, listen, doc, you need to put me on a low-carb regimen for about a month. But we're looking forward to it, and what we're going to do right now is we're going to go to our last break, and then when we come back, we're going to finish up with Alton. We're going to talk about, at the very end of this, we're going to talk about who can Destination Hope help get in and how they can get in and what you need to do and how you need to do it. We'll be back right after this message.
The Florida Addictions Institute provides training to become an addiction counselor, as well as providing continuing professional education. And they now offer interactive live online classes beginning January 2010. You can train to become an addiction counselor from your own home. For more information, call 239-573-0311. That's 239-573-0311. Or go online to www.fladdictionsinstitute.org. That's fladdictionsinstitute.org.
Do you think you have a problem with addiction? We can help. The staff at Destination Hope is dedicated to providing the highest quality substance abuse and dual diagnosis treatment possible. A private all-male facility focused on issues specific to men, Destination Hope offers a unique environment for the individual to build a foundation for recovery. Destination Hope utilizes a broad spectrum of therapeutic approaches to provide our clients with the tools needed to battle addiction now and after treatment. Included in treatment at Destination Hope is a strong family program, which allows the client's entire family to become a part of the patient's recovery process. Note that chemical dependency is a disease and must be treated as such. Destination Hope's team uses solution-focused therapies to help each individual achieve long-term recovery. Our treatment philosophy includes reality therapy, cognitive behavioral therapies, motivational interviewing, relapse prevention, 12-step self-help philosophies, and our proudest achievement, Destination Therapy. Destination Therapy is a goal-oriented approach to life's bleakest dilemmas and problems caused and heightened by substance abuse. At Destination Hope, clients prepare for the challenges and realities of everyday life while receiving treatment in a supportive and structured environment. Destination Hope can offer many different types of unique treatment. Call us to discuss your options at 888-684-4673 or go to destinationhope.net. Give yourself a break. Make that call now at 888-684-4673 or go to destinationhope.net.
The First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach has been part of the 12-step community for 14 years, and they've helped thousands of people to recover from addiction and the issues surrounding addiction. First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach is a sober living community built on the 12-step approach. Male or female, you can learn to be responsible again. Their 3 to 6 month intensive sober living house features a compassionate and structured program, and they work with attorneys and the courts. Call the First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach today, 954-942-7414. That's 954-942-7414. Or go online to firststepsoberhouse.com. Remember, if the elevator to your success is broken, you must take the steps. Take the first step today by calling First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach, 954-942-7414. Or go online to firststepsoberhouse.com. On September 12th, InTheRooms.com and the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show will be broadcasting live from the Rally for Recovery at Bicentennial Park in Miami, located on beautiful Biscayne Bay. If you didn't know, September is National Recovery Month, and there'll be events all across the nation celebrating freedom from drug and alcohol addiction. And we're going to have one of the largest events in the country right here in South Florida. Tune in to AM 1470 or listen to the live stream on HolisticLifestylesRadio.com starting at 1 p.m. on September 12th. The show goes until 5 p.m. A tax-free donation for the walk-in concert is only $9. Proceeds for the event will fund drug and alcohol education and awareness. Registration available at rallyforrecovery.org. Sign up now. Go online to rallyforrecovery.org. The Amrit method of Yoga Nidra takes you into the deepest levels of relaxation. This is the zero-stress zone where you address the root causes of your problems and remove self-sabotaging thought patterns. Your health, relationships, and finances all benefit. This is consciousness-centered training where flexibility is secondary to sourcing your spirit. Learn how you can tap into your highest potential at www.amrityoga.org. That's www.amrityoga.org. You are listening to the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show on AM 1470 WNN, South Florida's Health and Wealth Network. Also available on blogtalkradio.com. Now, back to today's show.
All righty then. And, of course, we're back, and we're still here with Alton. He didn't run out on us. That's a beautiful thing. And Alton's a great guy. Beautiful kindred spirit, and glad that you came in. It was very, very nice. We're used to having Thomas or Ben, and, of course, now Alton is a part of the team.
Right.
We welcome you to that team, and we, of course, Destination Hope has, at the very beginning, I'll tell you, that, you know, Ben and Tommy have stood by our radio show and magazine like no kidding. You know, I'm serious. It's just amazing. These guys seen what we were doing, and they said, you know something, we're going to stand behind you in whatever you do. And, you know, whenever we have approached them to tell them what new we're doing, and if they want to be a part of it, they're a part of it. And we thank you at Destination Hope for the support for the radio show.
Thanks.
So I definitely want to say that on the air and let Ben and Tommy know and yourself that we appreciate your support here also. And the Director of Business Development is Alton Smith. And if you have a situation going on right now, Alton, you're somebody that's driving down the street and they have a family member that has an issue, or there's a person driving down the street that has an issue, what can they do?
They can actually, they can call us. I mean, they can call us at Destination Hope, you know, 954-771-2097.
Or I'm sorry, 2091.
Right.
Sorry about that.
Right. They can call us, and you know, we have a group of people who would be eager to talk to them, try to figure out what's going on with them. They can come in and meet with us, and we would sit down and talk about options.
Yeah.
And the good thing is that sometimes the option may or may not be us.
Mm.
And if it's not, and if there's an option that's going to help them, we help to get them there. And that's one of the important things that, you know, several years ago, Ben and I go back probably 15 years.
Okay.
And he's been talking about a program like this since that time. He and I were talking about it years ago. And when he put this program together, I mean, it's been there about 3 years. He put this program together. It was exactly what we've been talking about for 15 years, and that is a program that has at the heart a heart to help people. And if that's at Destination Hope, great. If that's somewhere else, then great. We want them to get help. So somehow to figure out how to get the word out. So, you know, if there's somebody who needs help, they can call us, and we talk to them about different options of, you know, it's not about just getting help there, just options in the community.
Okay. So a person that might not necessarily have insurance or something like that, they can also call, is what you're saying?
Absolutely. You know, we want those calls. We take those calls. We'll help them and help to match them up with the best option for them.
That's beautiful. So not only are you carrying a message in your own treatment, but you're also there to be able to help people get placed however they got to get placed.
Exactly. One of the best things Ben said to me, he said, you know, everybody's eating, Alton. He said, I'm eating. Everybody's eating. I'm not greedy. I just want to help people. And that, you know, that's exactly what we do there.
That's a beautiful thing. That is a beautiful thing. And it's a good way to keep with the community. And I know you guys do a lot of stuff with the community too, don't you? You do like different things or different parties and events and stuff like that in the past?
We've gotten involved with different community events, you know, especially community events surrounding recovery. We just want to try to for the staff at Destination Hope as well as the clients just to have to be a part of the community. So we, you know, when there's something going on that we can support, we do that.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it's just support by being there in a presence or support financially, then we just kind of want to support those community events.
So what's your take on right now in society, people that might still say that a person with a drug habit or an alcohol addiction or a gambling addiction or whatever addiction they might have, that they're just weak-minded people?
We have to educate people. Quite honestly, what we have to do is we have to educate as many people in the community as possible about addictions. I mean, that still is, and you know this, there still is a stigma that comes with addictions that people need education about. And so, you know, we'll do that. We'll gently educate them, help them to understand that, you know, this is an issue that we need to tackle. It's a big issue that has just broad parameters, but the biggest issue we find in the community is education.
And it's funny because I still speak, you know, when I'm speaking with somebody today, and I make no bones about it. Everybody knows that I'm in recovery. I spit it out on the airwaves every day, one form or another. But, you know, it's funny because when people now meet me, they're like, well, I've had my problems with addiction too. You know, I eat too much chocolate or I eat this. And, you know, so I understand what you people are going through. I'm like, wait a minute, you know, it isn't you people. Everybody suffers from it in one way or another. I believe that addiction is just filling that hole. And, you know, again, you know, if I'm addicted to sucking on lollipops, you know, and all my teeth drop out, well, there's probably a bad scenario happening behind me doing too many lollipops.
That's
and
right.
Am I addicted to it? Yeah, well, why? Because I wanted to get that sensation. I wanted to fill that hole. So I'm really glad that you came here today. I'm really glad that you're, of course, a part now of Destination Hope. And you can reach Destination Hope again at 954-771-2091. They are a community-based program. They deal with men and men's issues. And, of course, if you know anything about the 12-step philosophy or the 12-step approach, it usually tells you the men with the men and the women with the women. And a lot of times, you know, guys get a little distracted, Alton, when they're sitting in there with some skirts.
I would say so, and I think the thing that makes us successful is that we do deal with men and men issues, and we found that that avoids a lot of those distractions. We have people who sometimes come to us from other programs because they have a distraction and something occurred, and they know that we will focus on those issues with men.
Mm-hmm.
There's so many distractions. Mm-hmm. If we can eliminate that one, then we've come a long way.
Well, there's also the other end of it too. You know, the guys, guys aren't the only ones. I mean, you know, the women get distracted with the men too. You know
Absolutely.
What I mean? Everybody's teaming off or teaming up and pairing off and going over here and going over there. So it's all, you know, it's all relative. But I mean, there's got to be, I really believe in the younger people, what you guys are doing. I really believe that. But when you start talking about older clients, does that change? Where somebody, you know, like, you know, a 45-year-old client is more apt to not get involved in an unhealthy relationship and treatment more so than an 18-year-old?
Well, you know, I think that the younger clients that we see get involved much, much more. It
mm-hmm.
just becomes a major, major distraction. Some of it has to do with maturity,
mm-hmm.
quite honestly. So it becomes a major distraction for the younger guys that we tend to see. The older guys we see, especially if they've been in treatment before, then they kind of understand those distractions and they understand what it does to them and what it does for treatment. But we've seen it in both.
You brought up something, people that have been in treatment before. Now, we only got 1 minute left, and I mean, this is a tough thing to wrap up in a minute. Does your program deal with chronic relapse?
Yeah, we do. We do. We see those guys who are chronic relapses who actually find themselves back in treatment because they kind of thought that they were doing all the right things and kind of felt that, you know, I think I have this thing licked and I'm okay now.
Mm.
And that's really the theme that we see is guys who think that I got this thing licked now and I'm okay, you know.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with my first step.
Yeah, exactly. You know, so everything's fine, and I can do this. And so we deal with that often, absolutely.
Well, again, we're at the end of our hour, and, of course, Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show wants to thank you for listening on Blog Talk Radio, HolisticLifestylesRadio.com, and, of course, WNN 1470 AM. Tune in tomorrow from 2 to 3, and Patrick Corona is going to be in here tomorrow, and he's going to be talking about fitness, and he's with Get Fit America, and we're looking forward to having Pat come in and sit down with his guests and talk to us. And if you want to check out the rest of the schedule for the month of September, go to HolisticLifestylesRadio.com, click on radio, and the full schedule's there for the month. Don't forget about the rally. We'll be back tomorrow.
The opinions expressed on the sponsored program were strictly those of its host, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsor.